Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Karen Conti, attorney at Conti Law. Karen, good morning. Let's talk first about the sexual allegations against Bill Cosby and Steven Tyler. As I understand it, the latest case is from the 70s. So what problem will that pose, being it that this is such an old case? These are old cases.
Yeah, it looks like there are six new women who have sued Bill Cosby for things that happened, as you say, many years ago, 35 years ago. Actually, some of the allegations actually spill into the Chicago area, interestingly. And there have been new statutes passed in a lot of states, including New York and California, where these cases come from. And the laws are saying that you, as an adult survivor of sexual assault, you now have an open limit, a statute of limitations. Either it opens up for a year or opens up indefinitely to bring lawsuits to get recourse for those things. And, you know, while that is, you know, seems to be a good law, you want to have people be able to have, you know, some sort of recourse. The problem is proving these things are very difficult because it's largely he said, she said, when it comes to these kinds of crimes. And it's hard to defend them when you're a defendant and, you know, you can't remember where you were. And you may have an alibi, but how could you possibly remember it? So this is an interesting thing that we're going to see probably a lot more in the future.
As a defense lawyer, do you still question why these people waited so long to bring their cases up? Or these days, is that not a good defense anymore?
No, of course it's a good defense, you know, and I think it has always been a defense of rape. Why did you wait? And, of course, you have experts that will come and say that women wait because they're embarrassed or they're afraid of repercussions or whatever it is. And so there are reasons that people wait, but, again, it has to be explained away. Interestingly, the Steven Tyler one, if your listeners here would look at it, he actually wrote a book where he talked about this girl who was underage and who he actually got legal guardianship of so they could travel together and have sex together during his concert tours. And so he actually writes about it in his book. And I would say to him, you know, if you're going to have sex with an underage girl, don't write a book about it.
Right. In the case of the four Idaho murders, we have learned that the man accused of those crimes will not fight extradition. Why would someone make that decision?
Well, first of all, extradition is a matter of routine, and there's hardly any, you know, situation where that would be denied. Just a formality. It's in the Constitution that if you're being held for a crime in another state, you have a right to get that person back into the state. So I think what it is showing he's cooperative. He may think that this is going to help him down the line in some sort of plea bargain. But again, when you kill somebody, four people in a state that has the death penalty, he may never see the light of day, and he actually may have the light snuffed out by lethal injection. So it's probably a good thing for him to do it to show his cooperation.
It seems like there is a lot to go as far as the investigation, don't you think?
I think it's ongoing. This is clearly, to me, not a done deal. And, you know, there was such a clamor for him to be caught and arrested. As you know, everyone was complaining about the fact it was taking so long. But reading between the lines, it seems to me that they took the DNA that they found at the crime scene. It didn't match CODIS, which is the database that where all DNA is kept for people who have been accused of crimes and arrested. And it looks like to me they did some sort of genealogical search and narrowed it down to this family, at least, and maybe tied it to that white car that had been seen at the crime scene. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see. We're not going to know exactly what the evidence is until he is actually brought to Idaho. They're going to reopen that affidavit, and we're going to hopefully see what evidence is actually tying him to this crime.
Let's talk a little bit about newly elected Congressman George Santos. When is it a crime to lie?
this guy lied about what didn't he lie about? He lied about being Jewish. He lied about his jobs. He lied that he had college degrees that he didn't have. You know what's very interesting? I don't think he actually violated the law when it comes to lying, because New York doesn't have a law that says that by lying to get a vote is not a crime. There's a First Amendment right to lie. You can't criminalize lying. Lying becomes a crime when it becomes fraud. So if I say, Bob, I'm going to sell you something, and I lie about the nature of it or what it is or that I'm even going to give it to you, that is fraud in the inducement, and that's a crime. That can be a crime. But when it comes to getting a vote, that's not buying something. That's not property. So it really doesn't cover that. Now, he is under investigation for other things. He has maybe they're going to be looking into his income, failure to report income, maybe lies on his federal election law documents, and other things that are more tangible than lying to the public. But do you think we need a law that says that candidates can't lie? Maybe
well,
we do.
Yeah, the issue there will be the financial statements, correct?
Yes. Well, exactly. And he raised a bunch of money, and it looks like he only made $50,000 the year he raised all that money. So where did that money come from? And you can be sure that the federal and the state authorities are going to be looking into who he is and to try to, you know, figure out if he lied about something that is actually chargeable.
No, just to be on the safe side, I've gone back on my resume, and I'm going to clear up a few things there and make a few changes. Can't be too careful these days. Karen Conti, Attorney at County Law. Thank you, Karen. Have a nice day. Talk to you soon.
All right, Bob. Bye-bye.